This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The two top officials at the Air Force are out of their jobs today. Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn and Chief of Staff General Michael Buzz Moseley both submitted letters of resignation. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is with us. Tom, what happened to these two men? They were asked to resign, I guess, by officials even higher there at the Pentagon.
That's right. They were asked to resign today. Secretary Wynn by the Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England, and the Air Force Chief of Staff Buzz Moseley was asked to resign by Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And it was sort of the last straw for both these men. There's a recent classified report that's come out by a Navy Admiral Kirkland Donald, and it criticizes how the Air Force maintains its nuclear weapons. The report, again, it's classified. It's found systemic problems in how they maintain their nuclear arsenal. And the report was requested by Gates, and it came after two pretty embarrassing incidents involving the Air Force. One was fuses to trigger nuclear ballistic missiles were mistakenly sent to Taiwan in 2006, only recently discovered. In another incident late last year, B-52 pilots accidentally ferried six nuclear warheads across the United States. So that was really the main reason for them being told to go.
So is it just a question of how the Air Force is handling nuclear weapons?
No, there are other issues as well. Secretary Gates earlier this year sharply criticized the Air Force for not building enough unmanned drones, which are considered crucial to the fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. These drones take pictures and videos that can drop bombs. And he said getting the Air Force to send more of these to the fight was, quote, like pulling teeth. So that was an incident as well that he basically lost faith in their leadership.
I remember that comment from Secretary Gates and thinking to myself at the time, I don't remember a defense secretary getting up and complaining that he couldn't get a branch of the armed services to do what he wanted.
That's right. It's pretty unusual. And Gates, also, this is an unusual for Gates, too, because he fired the Army secretary after the Walter Reed episode where soldiers were not getting adequate care. Some of the facilities at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington were decrepit. And he quickly fired the Army secretary. So Gates, in the past year or two, has shown to hold people accountable. And this is a perfect example of that.
Well, we have a war going in Iraq, another one going in Afghanistan. What's going to happen to the leadership of the U.S. Air Force?
You know, we don't know who will take over right now. The sense is that the Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, General Duncan McNabb, will likely become Acting Chief of Staff. But who moves into the top place for Secretary Wynn, we really don't know at this point.
Tom Bowman, NPR Pentagon correspondent. On the news today that the top leadership at the U.S. Air Force is out, resignations demanded by Pentagon leadership. Tom Bowman, thank you.
You're welcome.